were no books in the waiting room at the dentist. Remember, they used to have magazines. Like, they'd have like a whole magazine rack for you to browse through different magazines. You don't see that anymore. No books, no puzzles, nothing. And so now what do we have? You look around, you got a room full of people with their head down, scrolling through their phones, all ages. Everybody's doing this. Made me sad because the waiting room was the one place where you would actually read. You would pick up a magazine, you flip through an article, maybe you learn something random that you didn't expect to learn that day. And now these moments are filled with scrolling, information overload that we don't remember any of it 5 minutes later. And I just think that's a huge loss because there's a difference. Even if you're reading an article online, it is different. There is a certain type of reading that we're not doing anymore that asks more of us. It requires us to slow down. It requires us to be attentive, to hold our attention, use our thinking, let ideas develop. What's interesting, toward the end of his life, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and asked him to bring him his books. So the scrolls and the parchments. So even then, written words mattered. Learning mattered. Reading mattered. And I think if we lose this habit, it's costing us more than we realize.